Greetings, eco-conscious viewers. Welcome to today's episode of Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. June 5th is World Environment Day, a day established by the United Nations in 1973 to raise global awareness of the vital importance of preserving our biosphere. This year's theme is Many Species, One Planet, One Future. In honor of this day, our program features excerpts of interviews with respected climate scientists, prominent political figures, knowledgeable environmental specialists, and concerned citizens regarding how intensive animal agriculture devastates our environment. According to Livestock's Long Shadow, a report released in 2006 by the Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, of the United Nations, the livestock industry is chiefly responsible for almost all the very serious environmental issues currently facing the planet, including land degradation, deforestation, water pollution and shortages, and above all, global warming. We begin with how production of animal products takes up huge tracts of land across the globe and thus robs humanity of the true productivity of the soil.
The whole operation of the meat system requires a lot of land. There's a whole bunch of agricultural land somewhere making the food to grow those animals. We're all connected together. We live on the same planet. We do one thing, it affects everybody, and this is a very important illustration.
The livestock sector is by far the single largest anthropogenic user of land. Livestock production accounts for 70% of all agricultural land and 30% of the world's surface land area. And 70% of previous forested land in the Amazon is occupied by cattle pastures, and crops for animal feed cover a large part of the remainder.
Forests everywhere play a crucial role in absorbing atmospheric carbon dioxide. Deforestation due to livestock raising erases these priceless carbon sinks.
Animal agriculture is the driver of land clearing around the world, particularly in Australia. Of the 100 million hectares of Australia that's been deforested, about 70 million of that has been down to animal agriculture. About 25, 26 million is what we crop. We only live on about 2 million hectares.
尤其是像巴西这种地方，他们假如说是就说不去生产这些肉类的话，那些地方就说他们烧掉很多森林，使它变成草原，来做畜牧业的话，它就不需要了。 它那些地方，它就可以留下来，让森林继续生长。这样的话，因为森林燃烧排放的二氧化碳就可以省下来，这个是很重要的。
Production of animal products is inherently inefficient. It drains enormous amounts of our precious natural resources, such as water, and diverts food crops away from the hungry in order to feed factory-farmed animals instead.
Other environmental impacts of livestock: amount of water needed to produce 1 kilogram of maize is 900 liters, rice 3,000 liters, chicken 3,900, pork 4,900, and beef a whopping 15,500 liters. So it's also intensive in the use of water if you take the entire cycle. One-third of the world's cereal harvest and over 90% of soya is used for animal feed. It takes close to 10 kilograms of animal feed to produce 1 kilogram of beef, and 4 to 5.5 kilograms of grain to produce 1 kilogram of pork, and 2.1 to 3 kilograms of grain to produce 1 kilogram of poultry meat.
Indeed, there's a lot of water goes into producing a kilogram of beef, and a lot of water also goes into producing dairy products. So much dairy is in Australia is conducted on lands that wouldn't actually be suitable for dairy except for irrigated agriculture. So this is water that's piped from the Murray and sprayed over vast areas of pasture to produce sufficiently green pasture to produce milk. But that's just the same water that's in desperate short supply in Adelaide. It's killing the Coorong, for instance, because it's not getting enough water flow. These are being sprayed onto the green fields of Western Victoria to produce dairy. It's not actually a very sensible use of water at all.
I would say that it is an issue that is quite important, and we need to grapple with it, that producing protein from livestock is extremely consumptive as far as water requirements. To produce the same amount of protein from meat compared to, say, legumes, I think it's an order of 7 or 8 times more energy is required to produce that. In other words, it is quite costly for natural resources and energy consumption to produce beef. So as far as environmental responsibility, I would say that livestock has been shown to be quite energy intensive, water intensive, and land intensive. Converting forests into pasture land, we've changed much of our landscape. In fact, agriculture alone has changed the landscape of the planet more than any other driver. So I would advocate getting off of the meat diet, that it really is not sustainable.
The global biodiversity crisis is closely related to the rapid growth of the livestock industry in recent decades.
We human beings are living things. We came to existence and evolved in living systems as part of ecological systems. Every time we reduce the amount of biodiversity, we basically impoverish our own future. And we need to really think about ecosystems and biodiversity across the face of the planet. And we also need to think about maintaining representative natural areas that are of sufficient size that they continue to be representative. That was the idea of the minimum critical size of ecosystems, and how big should a park be in order to really be representative. If we fail to do this, it's a pretty unattractive future, not only for the rest of life, but for human beings.
When we return, we will continue to examine the harmful effects of the livestock industry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Det som viktig jo å bevisstgjøre folk på at kjøttforbruket en vesentlig bidragsyter, både til klimaendringene, men også til matvarekrisen I verden.
Welcome back to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, here on Supreme Master Television. As June 5th is World Environment Day, today's program discusses intensive animal agriculture's severe detrimental impacts on our environment and climate. Factory farms severely pollute streams, rivers, and lakes, where the drinking water becomes contaminated with nitrates and phosphorus from the manure. Residents around such operations suffer from respiratory illnesses from the foul air.
I must admit that I have much more frequent diarrhea in the springtime. Or when the water is dirty. When the river water gets brown. If I drink too much water out of the faucet, there's a good chance I have a diarrhea the next day. I went to the Journée Annuelle de Santé Publique. And I saw a study about people getting sick, getting diarrhea, living near either pig farms or cattle farms.
Ben, on peut pas respirer, c'est de l'ammoniac. On manque d'air. On a vu des journées où il fallait quitter. On quitte le matin, on vient le soir quand les vents ont changé de côté.
Livestock raising for meat production is the single largest emitter of human-produced methane, a very potent greenhouse gas. It has 72 times the warming potential of carbon dioxide measured over a 20-year period.
Methane in particular is produced by ruminants when they digest their food, and we have 90 million sheep and 28 million cattle in this country. They are 24/7 methane producing machines, and the amount of warming that that methane creates in Australia is more warming than all of our coal-fired power stations. It's absolutely staggering.
其实比二氧化碳的抑制更有效，因为二氧化碳在大气里面它的生命周期很长，可以从50年到200年。今天我们就算全部地球的人通通停止这个二氧化碳的排放，我们大概要50到200年以后才可以看到这个结果有很显著的这个产生。可是这个甲烷它就不一样，甲烷它的生命周期只有15年，所以我们今天如果能够减少它的排放，一代。
Retired World Bank Group lead environmental advisor Dr. Robert Goodland and research officer and environmental specialist for the group's International Finance Corporation division, Jeff Anhang, in their article Livestock and Climate Change that was published in World Watch magazine, concluded that the livestock production cycle and supply chain produce at least 51% of human-caused global greenhouse gas emissions. They recommend adopting a plant-based diet as the first choice solution to climate change.
All of these things are connected, and so we see a strong need to help to move to reduce meat consumption as part of a response to climate change, as well as all the other good reasons for doing it, to do with health, to do with obesity, all the other things that we know about.
We can also take other steps, such as changing our diet. Those of you who are vegans and have chosen to avoid animal product completely, then you're already taking a major step to reducing your own footprint in terms of reducing your carbon emissions from your diet.
A study by the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency entitled Climate Benefits of Changing Diet analyzed the entire chain of animal raising activities from field to fork. It calculated that the $40 trillion US dollar cost to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to take other climate change related mitigation measures to halt the global warming could be reduced by up to 80% if the world adopted a vegan diet.
We assumed that the grasslands that were not used by cattle anymore would go back to their natural state. For that reason, several parts of the world will grow forests and retain carbon in terms of more woodland.
As the best and most effective answer to the climate crisis, Supreme Master Ching Hai has advocated organic vegan farming and adoption of the plant-based diet, as highlighted in an October 2009 climate change conference in Formosa, or Taiwan.
Without the needless animal industry, not only we will gain forests, we can also have organic vegan farmlands to grow real decent food for humans. And like the forest, these farmlands can also absorb a lot of heat from the atmosphere. And a global shift to organic vegan practices could mean 40% of all greenhouse gases absorbed as well, apart from the 50+% that we eliminate through the terminating of the animals raising practice. World governments could save tens of trillions of US dollars if everyone be veg and plants organic. So you see, 50% less from no more animal industry, 40% less carbon dioxide from organic farming, then we will be singing. Our world will be safe.
Our sincere thanks go to all those featured on today's program for their insightful perspectives on the livestock industry and its destruction of our environment. Following an organic vegan diet is the simplest and quickest way to heal our Earth and prevent runaway climate change from occurring. We wish all viewers a very splendid World Environment Day. Thank you for joining us on Planet Earth, Our Loving Home. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May we all be noble-minded and have life-saving, compassionate hearts.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.